USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The invasion of Ukraine by Russia's military has begun. Russian President Vladimir Putin went on TV to make the announcement of war, and a full-scale invasion followed shortly thereafter. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, spoke at an emergency meeting in New York Wednesday night.
The United States and our allies and partners will continue to respond to Russia's actions with unity, with clarity, and with conviction.
The two prosecutors in charge of the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation into former President Trump and his business dealings suddenly resigned Wednesday. A spokesman for the District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, confirmed the resignations of Kerry Duane and Mark Pomeranz. They were charged with running the investigation on a day-to-day basis. It's being reported the grand jury investigation has stalled with no sessions in the last month. USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
The Russia hoax investigation that led to the John Durham special investigation revealed last week the Hillary Clinton campaign spied on candidate and then President Trump, leading to years of misinformation by mainstream media.
While Hillary Clinton and many Democrats are attempting to downplay the latest revelations from special counsel John Durham's court filings, former President Donald Trump is becoming a bigger believer in Durham's investigation, though he was angry with him just over a year ago.
He worked slowly, and a lot of people were really angry, but he has brought out some devastating blows. And if you really look at it, if you know what this is all about, that's just a foundation. That's a foundation for some very, very big stuff. So, yeah, I'm getting to be more and more impressed with Durham.
Speaking on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, the former president also was asked if he would be running again for the presidency and said, "I can't answer that now, but I think you'll be very happy." From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor, Ukraine. The United Nations has held an emergency meeting in New York. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The day was full of rumors and indications that of an offensive against the Ukraine was imminent. In the recent past, there were several situations with similar indications, similar rumors. And I never believed in them, convinced that nothing serious would happen. I was wrong. And I would like not to be wrong again today. So, if indeed an operation is being prepared, I have only one thing to say from the bottom of my heart. President Putin, stop your troops from attacking the Ukraine.
Having a pet companion may delay memory loss and other kinds of cognitive decline. Pet ownership was especially beneficial for working verbal memory. Dogs were most prevalent, followed by cats. The study will be presented in April at the American Academy of Neurology's 74th annual meeting. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.